The European Union is considering setting up its own version of the International Monetary Fund, a European Monetary Fund, in the wake of the turmoil generated by Greece's deficit problems. As Christoph Hasselbach reports, the possible creation of a European fund came after policymakers had taken a long, hard look at its well-established global counterpart.
Last summer, the then EU Monetary Affairs Commissioner Joaquin Almunia also wanted to change Europe's relationship with the IMF, but in a completely different way.
The best way to have a clear and a strong defense of our interest, of our common interest as economic and monetary union at the IMF level, is to have a single chair representing the whole euro area members.
But Almunia met with fierce resistance from some member states. At the time, Peer Steinbrück was Germany's finance minister. He said his country was the IMF's third biggest contributor and therefore must be properly represented. In his words, it's just not on that we pay for the party and are not allowed to take part. This time around, Steinbrück's successor, Wolfgang Schäuble, is making a totally different suggestion. He has brought up the idea of a European Monetary Fund. Incumbent Monetary Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn seems to agree, as his spokesman Amadeu Altafaj indicated.
The Commission is ready to propose such a European instrument for assistance, which would require the support of all euro area member states. This should be based, of course, on rigorous conditionality. The idea is that this kind of cases, as the Greek case, should not happen again.
He said it was just too early for details, specifying, for example, if a European Monetary Fund would be just a financial instrument or a fully-fledged new institution with its own budget and personnel. But why the idea of a European fund in the first place? After all, the IMF is already there, and other EU members like Hungary and Latvia have asked it for help, although they are outside the euro area. Is the EU just too proud to accept help from outside? Altafaj, answering in French this time, rejected this argument.
Nous avons intégré le FMI.
We have involved the IMF in our discussions with the Greek authorities, and the IMF has made an important contribution. It has expert knowledge, so this has nothing to do with competition or pride. We just want to be effective. Whether the euro countries and the IMF will help Greece or not, for Athens, the establishment of a European Monetary Fund would come too late anyway. But there are more countries in the eurozone with similar difficulties. For them, such a fund could be very useful indeed. Christoph Hasselbach, Deutsche Welle Radio, Brussels.